once again, welcome back to the Power Hour. 6 minutes after the hour, 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. Where did this month go? My goodness, has it flown. Dave Krieger here with you. Thank you so much to our homeschoolers and homeschool moms and everybody else out there joining us. We know one of the reasons why you're homeschooling is because that is the right thing to do. And of course, as the word of God says, you teach your child the way he should go, and when he grows older, he will not turn away from it. That's the one big difference between those who are ingrained in religion versus those who have been ingrained in spiritualism. In my world, they operate on two different platforms. That's all part of spiritual warfare. There's a website out there called MyrtleMinistries.com. And there is an author who has a new book out called Power Infusion, and it's all about spiritual warfare. And for those of you who are tuning into Yahweh and his son Yeshua, Sonda Allison is here. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your show again.
Well, thank you. And so this book is available at bookstores everywhere, like Book Locker and Amazon. You can get it there, too. And so yeah. Power Infusion, go ahead and give us the, I always ask this of everybody, so don't mind that. There's a 40,000-foot view, and there's a 400-foot view. I'll let you decide which one you want to approach first to give us a kind of an overview of the book.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, this will help people understand, because one of the things that I had actually addressed in the book is, why was I writing another book about spiritual warfare? There are books about spiritual warfare on the market, and some of them are really, really great. The Lord wanted me to do this to give a different approach. So instead of just, some books just talk about what's been done in other people, some books talk about what happened in another country, and all of these things can be important when we're learning about the subject matter. But what the Lord wanted me to do was write an actual guidebook, because so many people are still struggling with this issue, still having bondage that they can't break, that he wanted me to write it as like a guidebook. So it starts in a place where, even if you're not very familiar with this issue and it's kind of new to you, you're not going to be left behind with this book. And at the same time, if you've been educated in this subject, I promise you there's stuff that you probably don't know. And I hear that from people all the time, that they say, they've written me emails and said, you know, I'm educated in spiritual warfare, and this, I learned a lot in this book, or it's a different approach than what I've seen before, and I find it more effective. So that gives you a little bit of a 400-foot view on the approach of the book. And part of the reason I wrote it the way that I did, for example, in the content section, there's a detailed content section, so that when you need something, you can easily find it and get right to that page. It's not just the general chapter name. So it's written very specifically with a guidebook in mind, so that you can read through it, make your notes, use your highlighter, look up all the scripture. There's a ton of scripture. And then when things come up, you can flip right to the contents and find the section that you need to find pretty quickly.
Sure.
Other than that, it's going to be about equipping and empowering. And this would be the last section that I would say. It's about equipping and empowering the remnant to be effective in the last days. That was part of the main thing that God wanted me to do. And he was leading me to take this approach to say, look, my church, people who believe in me are powerless. They're defenseless. And the time that is coming, we have to address this, is kind of what God was leading me to do. So this is about empowering the remnant, getting you effective and equipped, understanding the subject better, understanding that we have not been left defenseless, learning what the tools are, learning how to use them. So one of the catch lines or the bylines that I use for my book is that we can't be effective for kingdom work, nor can we experience the fullness of relationship with Yeshua that is available to us if we are bound by destructive patterns, trauma, and spiritual oppression. So right. This book is all about breaking that, uncovering it, and breaking it. And it's a three-pillar model. We use inner healing, because I'm a counselor, so we use inner healing to address the wounding. We use the spiritual warfare, that is the second pillar, of breaking bondage wherever it's uncovered. And then the third pillar is discipleship. So you're actually learning how to do this. And when you come out the other end of the process, you're equipped to help other people. So it has a long vision in view. It's getting you equipped so that you can actually be an example of the living power of Yeshua Jesus, changing your life, and then being able to minister that to others, whether it's on a one-on-one basis or if the Lord leads you into a more formalized sort of ministry.
Right. Now, this is the thing. The Bible in various places talks about putting on the whole armor of God, like in Ephesians, mm-hmm. in Corinthians, you know, Paul writes to the church at Corinth about, you know, folks, I would not have you to be ignorant. You need to be smart about all of this thing. And one of the things that gets me, and this is the thing, you talk about the guidebook that equips and empowers the remnant to be effective in the last days. We're assuming the remnant to be those who are still walking in faith with God spiritually and the ones mm-hmm. that have not succumbed to the apostasy. We get to the part about the last days. And it's like the signs and wonders, and everybody seems to be focusing on that and what to do about that and how we're going to survive that, you know, and they're so focused on it. It's almost like this inherent fear comes over us and, oh, we don't want to be left behind. I mean, there was a movie actually that was done way back in the 70s. It was filmed in Iowa. And it basically was all about being left behind. And, you know, one party gets taken up in the rapture. And, you know, this is the thing. A lot of ministers have predicted when the end time was going to happen and gotten egg in their face. And so, you know, what I think people have lost, which Power Infusion probably is going to rearm them, so to speak, is to just take, you know, one day at a time and walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, the word that the Lord has given me for the last couple of weeks, because I speak a number of places, he has been stressing relationship. It has to start in relationship. So in the counseling ministry that I have, I've dealt with people who are leaders and elders and even pastors on certain levels. No matter who you are, when they're in ministry with me, we always start at square one. It's a vision adjustment. And the Lord made it very clear that I was to use the whole word approach, because one of the problems in the modern Christian church is they're using sections of scripture. And when you pull sections apart from the foundation, you can have all kinds of strange theologies and twisted theologies that may sound like they make sense that are completely heretical when you put the whole word of God together. So it comes to relationship. God is not about box ticking. He's not about just attending a particular congregation. It's all about relationship, and I'm repeating this on purpose. So he wants that stress that he is about your intimacy with him. And one of the verses that the Lord gave me this week that I was dealing with a client is Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. And he says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, walk in all his ways, and love him?" And people miss that. They just go right over that, or they remember the other stuff of what we're supposed to do, but they forget that the Lord God, he doesn't need anything. Some people will say that God created us because he needed something. No, he didn't. He created us because he wanted relationship. He gave us free will because he wants authentic relationship. We have the right to not choose him. He wants us to choose him. It's all about love. And Nobody wants to find out that their spouse married them because there was nobody else in town for them to choose.
That would not be a good thing.
Right. So the Lord doesn't want you just sitting around in a group of people because you think you punched your ticket. He is all about intimacy. He chose you. He created you with a plan in mind and a relationship that he desires to have with you. And so we have to respond to that call. So it starts there. And if we don't have that in full view before we even start talking about spiritual warfare, the warfare is not going to be sitting on solid rock. It can be pulled in different directions and get lost in the weeds. And we need to be on that solid foundation, which is the solid relationship with Yeshua Jesus, and on a whole word approach to the scripture.
No doubt. And this is something that, you know, when I would share. I would actually do wedding ceremonies as an ordained minister, and I would be sitting there talking to people about, you know, before the whole thing happens, to find out just how much they're walking in love with each other. And the beauty of this is that you really can dig deep into their spiritual relationship as to whether or not it's faith-based, walking in spirit. And this is the kind of thing that, you know, he that worships him, John 4:24, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we walk, you know, the walking in the manifestations like they describe in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. And I tell people, look, you know, they start saying and telling me they want me to read the love chapter, which is 1 Corinthians 13. You hear it at every single wedding reception. And they've taken, as you said earlier, they take the entire meaning and they leave 12 and 14, those chapters alone, which talks all about the nine manifestations of the Spirit, which is basically word of knowledge, word of wisdom. It's God coming down with you and doing a vertical hold, telling you what's going on, whether or not you're supposed to have anything to do with it, whether to walk away from it, whether to engage it, and how to discern a spirit, whether somebody's not walking, you know, they're walking on the wrong side, and we don't need to be near them.
Ooh.
And they may tell you to leave. I mean, that's the heavy. See, this is what I'm at.
Yes. Preach it, brother. And this is the thing. It's like you brought up before that people are getting into the prepping side, which is great. I mean, we have biblical precedence for this. Joseph did this. This is the obvious choice. But then even in the New Testament, we have the example where they were told that a famine was coming and they prayed about it and told all the brothers to prepare. So, you know, the prepping is a good thing. The Lord tells us that when we see danger approaching, it's only the fool who ignores it and continues on his way. And it says it multiple times in Proverbs. So the prepping is a good thing. But we want to stress today that none of that's going to matter if you don't have your spirit where it needs to be, if you are not in right standing with the Lord. So number one is get saved. I've had multiple people, because my ministry specializes in dealing with people who are supposedly already saved. I have had multiple people, when I ask them, okay, tell me about when you got saved, they can't even point to a date or a time. They have this idea that, well, no, I was raised in the church. Yes, and when did you have a transformative experience with the King of Kings? They can't point to it. So if you are listening to this today, and you are one of those people that you've been around Christian culture all of your life, but you can't point to a time that you got saved, you need to examine that. You need to get on your knees before the Lord and say, wow, Lord, did I neglect something that is so obvious, but we just never did it? Get saved. You should have a moment in your life that you can point to and say, wow, I felt the Holy Spirit. I was drawn. I got on my knees and I gave my life to the Lord and I asked him to be the Lord of my life and to sit on the throne in my heart. I evicted the Lord of darkness, because that's who is on the throne of your heart when we're born. By default, the Lord of darkness is on every person's throne of, in their heart. So it is up to us to choose to dethrone him and to put Christ there by invitation. Lord, you gave me that opportunity to get saved. You have extended this gift to me. I accept that gift, and I ask you to reign on my heart. Change my life. I will serve you for the rest of my life. Because this is something that the modern Christian church has totally ignored for decades, too. It's actually about submission. It's about doing his will, not your own. It's about learning that his plan for you is better than your plan for you. And so back to what you were saying about the prepping thing, his plan for you is better than your plan for you. There is no safer place to be than smack dab in the middle of relationship with him and his perfect will for your life. So we pray, Lord, we want your perfect will in my life, not just your permissive will. I want to be right in the center of that. I want to be underneath your arm, next to your heart at all times in my life. That is the safest place for us to be, because we will be in better position to hear his voice and to hear it more clearly, and we're going to be in better position with the Holy Spirit in control of what we're hearing and our decision-making, and we'll be in better position to respond to that voice.
No doubt. That's a good way to walk with the walk with God. And so this is one of the reasons why Power Infusion is out there now. It's on the bookshelves, and if you want to get a copy of that, you can. And the thing is I don't really regard all of this as the last days. And here's the thing. The spiritual war is, you know, intimately connected to your relationship with Christ in Jesus, Christ Jesus. Our whole aspect of how we walk, what we absorb, we are living in a world that basically does not know, it didn't know him, so it doesn't know us. Christ constantly told his disciples that when they were here. When he was here on earth, he was sharing this information. Look, they didn't accept me. They're not going to accept you. I didn't do very many miracles in my own backyard because of these unbelievers. You've got all this mainstream media, all this garbage, all this indoctrination. And this is the thing. This world is not ours. We should yearn for a journey to the Heavenly Father when this is all over. So, I mean, that's all part of this walk because we can't stay steadfast in the faith without it.
Yes, that is so true. And people, you know, I've just learned it seems to be a human nature thing that we tend to view things as an on-off switch, either yes or no, ones and zeros. It's either black or white. But most of life is lived in the gray area. So when we're approaching what you were just talking about, the Word of God is always true. So, yes, it's true that the Word of God tells us that we can walk in power and love in a sound mind. That is possible for us. But the same Word of God, written by the same God, tells us that we're going to be hated for his name and we're all going to be persecuted. It says multiple places in Scripture, you will be persecuted for my name if you really love me. Both of these things are true. And we can't just be prepared for one or the other. Again, it's the whole Word of God, not pulling certain chapters or verses out of context. We need to be prepared for all of this and pray. You know, I pray just for myself. I pray, Lord, I hope that I never have to face severe persecution. But if I do, I'm asking you even right now, I'm praying ahead of time that your spirit will be in complete control of every thought, word, and decision that I make and action. So that's what I call proactive prayer. Don't just wait for the disaster to pop up before you start praying about these things. Be in prayer about them right now. Lord, I don't know what my future holds, but you do. I don't know what tomorrow holds. That's why it says in the Word of God, do not say that tomorrow you will go here or there. Say tomorrow, if the Lord wills, I will go here or there. Because it's about submission to his will. So, Lord, you know exactly where I'm going to be tomorrow. You know exactly what I'm going to have to face over the next 12 months. I am asking for you to be in complete control. Remove anything in me that is an encumbrance to your spirit's control in my life. Reveal anything to me that's causing a delay or a response delay of me to your call, to whatever you're telling me to do. Expose any hiding place of darkness in my life. Lord, I pray over anything that I'm doing to prepare, that every dollar that I spend, that you will stretch it, that everything I need to buy will be on sale. I pray that for me and my clients all the time.
Sure.
And it's a shock how often that they will tell me, after we prayed that, I was praying about this. I felt like the Lord wanted me to get this for my supplies, and I found it on sale. So just be praying about these things before the disaster hits. Be praying about your walk with him right now. It's walking in repentance. It's not repentance once and done. It's walking in holiness. It's not repenting and saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins once, and then you never do it again. It's not because his blood doesn't cover all the sins. That's not it at all. It's walking in humility, recognizing that in the scriptural view, even when I'm doing my level best as a human being with the spirit in control, I'm going to sin, and there are going to be times I don't even know I'm sinning. There are going to be times that I allow thoughts to linger way too long. There are going to be times that there's just a little bit of a grudge in my heart that I'm not responding to something quickly enough that the Lord wants me to do, or I'm not noticing that I'm grumbling or I'm complaining about something or that the Lord is calling me to do something and I'm resisting it. All these different things, they're sinful. So be praying about that all the time. I teach my clients, repent all the time. But repentance is a joyful thing. So you learn over time, you learn the repentance is a joyful thing. Praise your name, Lord, that you made a way for me, for the relationship to be restored. Thank you, Lord. And I pray right now, if there's anything that I've missed, if there's anything you want to show me, I'm asking you, Lord, for correction. I'm not waiting for you to kind of hit me over the head with it. I'm running to you and saying, Lord, is there anything you want to correct in me? Because I desire to be in your perfect will, not just your permissive will. And if he's not bringing anything to your attention, then you say, praise God again. And you're in deeper relationship and you're not leaving any door open for the enemy to use against you to come in and cause the attack to be even worse than it could be.
No doubt. And we live in a very evil world at this point in time. And I think a lot of people have been preparing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been stocking up with food, on guns, on ammunition. I mean, we literally are looking at breakneck issues here at our southern border. And a lot of people are very concerned about the fact that,
yeah,
you know, they may be faced with, you know, Satan head on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the reasons why, you know, I keep saying, even though this propaganda is out there, you know, God is not the author of confusion that he should lie.
Yes.
Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's John 10:10.
Yes.
10. That's one of the things that got me turned on back in April of 1977 when my switch came on. Because so far I was so rooted in sin consciousness. It's one of these things where, look, if you're going to live in your past and walk in your past and look at your constant sin, you're going to walk into a pole. Because you're looking backwards.
Exactly.
You're not looking forwards.
Yes.
This is a big problem a lot of people are having.
Yes. And so let's give them some tools, and we'll do this in the next segment too. So there are some tools here. First of all, God does not ever use shame. That's not how God deals with his children. He works through conviction of the heart that's loving and gentle and calling to you to change it. So if you can identify something as shame, it's not the Lord. So when I teach clients is when you can identify that something's not of the Lord, rebuke first and ask questions later. Get into his word. Stop reading books about other people who read the word of God. Read the word. Dive into it. Don't give that up. Fear is not of the Lord. It's of the dark side. So if you're experiencing fear and anxiety, it's not of the Lord. Rebuke first and ask questions later, because that is a weapon of the enemy to keep you bound and to get you further in the darkness.
There you have it. Sonda Allison, thank you so much for being on the show and enlightening us this go-round. MyrtleMinistries.com is the website. Power Infusion is the book. You can get it at bookstores everywhere. Buy it online at BookLocker and Amazon. Thank you so much again. God bless you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Dave. God bless you, too, and all your listeners.
Thank you. And we will be back on the other side of this break with more news, information, and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Tuesday, and it's Central Time, March 29, 2022. Again, where is the time gone? And, you know, those who are out there wondering why I keep promoting mygotodoc.com, well, I have a stocked medicine cabinet. And why do I do that? Because I'm one of those that likes to prepare in advance. I've already found a doctor online I can trust who's a COVID expert, and he hooked me up with all the off-label meds that I needed for the specific use that I needed them for with a pharmacy that didn't gouge. Now, there are certain medicines out there, folks, you will find to be very expensive, but the idea is not to pay an arm and a leg ridiculously for them. I can tell you right now that budesonide is not one of those. It is a fairly expensive drug as opposed to prednisone. However, those of you that have lung conditions and or allergies where the lungs are a heavy player are going to find this stuff useful. I'm not a medical doctor, but I can tell you right now that, you know, I've been to med school. I've seen it, and there's nobody that knows your body better than you do. And so one of the things that, you know, I have to promote here when I talk about mygotodoc.com is getting the treatment in the medicine cabinet so you can start it if you start coming down with something, not wait until 72 hours later thinking you can kick it. Yeah, a friend of mine, their friend's husband went to a convention in New Orleans, came home, got very, very sick, and did nothing. Said, oh, I can kick this. I'm a man. I can kick this. Well, guess what? He died 8 days later. And when they did an autopsy, his brain literally had shrunken to the base of his skull. It was so bad. And it was COVID. So, you know, here's the thing. Had he had this stuff in his medicine cabinet, he could have started treatment fast and gotten through it. And so even if you've had COVID, you know, there's this condition called long COVID, which can be debilitating. And a recent study with the VA showed 150,000 vets showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year up. Later, up to 72% more likely than people who were not infected. We've had Dr. Syed Haider on the show twice. He set up this website, mygotodoc.com. I went there. I signed up. It was free. I got to ask lots of questions. I can continue to ask lots of questions. They give you a portal. You use the portal. You go online. This guy has treated over 50,000 people with no deaths, and they connect you to independent pharmacies that charge less than anywhere else. And I have a crazy, crazy great script of ivermectin. I take it twice a week anyway as a preventative, which is why, you know, I don't have long COVID. I think last June of 2021, I was down for the count for 3 weeks and almost convinced. You know, my wife and I both had it. I think that's, you know, one of the reasons why I was so happy. Dr. Syed Haider hooked up mygotodoc.com because that way, you know, we get what we need. And if we're Power Hour listeners, and you get a hold of that doctor at myco2doc.com, Dr. Syed Haider, and you tell him, look, I'm sick. Dave Krieger said you'd treat me because I'm a Power Hour listener. He will. He made that offer publicly on our radio broadcast. So here's a frontline doctor that's treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths. His phone number is 281-219-7367, but better yet, go to mygotodoc.com. That's your go-to source for COVID-19, whatever form it happens to be in. Years ago, I was doing research on this stuff, and I discovered the late Jean-Luc Montagnier at the time he was alive when we were doing our research. And he says, you know, I know what 4% of this virus is because it apparently was created in a lab and it had to have been manipulated. I know what 4% of it is. And we're all on bated breath going, Jean-Luc, what was it? Jean-Luc, please tell us what it was. His last name is Montagnier. He said it's the human immunodeficiency virus. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Jean-Luc, that's like AIDS. He goes, yes, we. He's AIDS. And so, you know, when people say, I'm not taking the jab because we know what's in it. You do this spike protein, and what's in that spike protein that was created in a lab? Yeah, it could have the AIDS virus in it, according to Jean-Luc Montagnier, who's no longer with us. Last year when he was alive, he and his team came out and spilled the beans. This is one of the reasons we don't like Big Pharma, is because they've done this at our expense. And when people tell me, oh, I took the jab, I did the research, I'm like, dude, you are the research. You know, they're looking, even though they say they're not, and they're not reporting COVID deaths anymore, yeah, the thing is they're monitoring what is going on. They know how many people they're going to take out with this jab. I am convinced that this is what they're really up to, because it's all part of the Great Reset. And how do we know that? Because they're in our face about it, which is why we have Sandra Allison and others on our show to kind of keep us spiritually in check with what is going on. I mean, that's the most important thing, is your walk with God. And here's the thing. If you are looking for evil, evil will find you. If you're looking for good, good will find you. God rewards those who are faithful. So stop freaking out and thinking that the devil has a foothold in your life, because he doesn't. Now, I'm not saying to be stupid. God doesn't want stupid people running around. He wants people that are educated. He wants you to be smart. He wants you to make good, sound decisions. And this is the thing. You know, like Sandra was saying, it is important to prepare. Now, we don't know what's going to happen, and that's the thing. We can't fear the unknown, and if you're walking with God, you won't have any fear of the unknown. You don't have to worry about UN troops marching down your streets and you not having any way to defend yourself. And if you're living way out in the country, you know what? You probably have a lot better communication with God than people living in a war zone right now, even though the people in Ukraine are probably pretty much doing one hell of a lot of praying. Because they want to be rescued, and maybe God motivated them to flee for a reason. I mean, you know, he told Mary and Joseph to take Jesus and flee the area they were in because Herod was out looking for him. So, I mean, you know, fleeing is not always a bad thing. If wisdom dictates fleeing is what's important and not standing your ground, at least you can stand your ground spiritually. So with all of this garbage and gobbledygook that's in our life these days, understand that the people who are in power at the time probably are not adhering to the "in God we trust" portion of where our Constitution was actually founded and what it says on the back of our currency. In God we trust. It's a constant reminder. And you don't have to eat gene-edited cows for beef. That's why we're having Marjorie Lovecraft on the show later on, because, you know, eating vegan or vegetarian or eating protein and having a chicken coop, I mean, actually, animal husbandry is a lot of fun and it can be profitable. And you can do it on a small scale. Nobody said you had to have a 200 by 100 chicken house on your property. That would be a lot for the average person to handle. Same thing with greenhouses. And with all of these chemtrails and garbage that's going on right now, you know, I just... thought, well, there goes my raised bed gardening. I guess I'm going to have to enclose all that in a greenhouse to keep all of these chemicals from getting all over my food. You know, actually, that's not a bad idea, and I've found all sorts of stuff that I can do with my steel sip panels that I'm using to build my new house with. It's already built, but I've got all these panels left over from when they cut out the windows, and it's a 3x6 foot piece. And gee, what a great idea. I could build a chicken coop with this stuff. I could build a greenhouse with this stuff. It's got 4 inches of foam in the middle. It's insulated. And I mean, imagine what it does. It turns your house into a walk-in cooler. But here's the whole thing. You use the materials you have available to you, and you get creative, and you don't have to go out and spend all gobs of money on these shopping websites buying bits and pieces and putting together a greenhouse. Just, you don't need to do it. You have a lot of materials at the ready. You can get it. Flea markets are a real important thing. One of the reasons why they're important is because it's network marketing. It's networking. You get to meet other people that are like-minded, because they wouldn't be out there renting booths to sell their wares. And we're talking about food, vegetables, farmers market kind of stuff. These are the people you want to get plugged into, because who knows, if you have, you decide like I did a long time ago to have a chicken coop with 32 hens in it, you're going to get a lot of eggs, and you're going to have a lot of eggs for sale. And if you have a lot of eggs for sale and you have a budget set aside to feeding these people, or these chickens rather, but you're feeding the people too, because you're taking your eggs to market. And so everybody can depend on you, and this is how you build relationships. This is how you find out about all those like-minded spiritual people that appreciate what you're doing and the fact that you are taking the time out of your schedule to worry about feeding others. Because this is what it may all come down to, is keeping your neighbors in check. A lot of people like to have extra on hand to provide for their neighbors, because neighbors sometimes don't prepare. Neighbors sometimes are not of sound mind. Neighbors sometimes do not walk in the ways of the Lord. So these are things that, you know, subject matter, 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you have some input you want to get into. Because see, here's the thing. When you look at the community versus the C-suite, and we're talking about the executives whose titles start with a C, such as CEO, CFO, all those other C's, global corporations, there's another C for you. They've been lured into policies and actions that are destructive to shareholder value and the will of we the people. And God would not have us be one of we the sheeple. He wants us to be we the people. We don't want to submit to the siren call of technocracy, beckoning the ships to head for the rocks. I mean, this is what the sirens did. Sat on the shore, sang to the sailors, and the sailors, falling in love with their sound, ran their boats aground, only to be made fools of. Corporate America was bending over backwards to appease the virus patrol with lockdowns, mandatory masking, and threats to fire anybody who didn't take the jab. And see, we're better than that. If we're walking with the Father, we know whether or not it's the right thing to do. You don't have to listen to the science if you're walking with the Father and you know what your odds are, because you have word of knowledge and word of wisdom. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And so you can see, if you do your research, exactly where the disinformation comes from. In fact, lack of evidence to support claims that face masks stop the virus transmission were unsealed in expert testimonies. Alberta in Canada, their College of Chiropractors is holding disciplinary hearings against a chiropractor for not following mask requirements, and all the truth is coming out. And they're going after somebody, Curtis Wall, for alleged unprofessional conduct for not following the mask requirements. You know, to me, this is what I call a COVIDiot. Especially when you have somebody that's riding a motorcycle with no protective gear on whatsoever, but yet they have a mask on. Now, what is that mask for? They're wearing it while riding a bike. What is it, to keep the bugs out of their teeth? I mean, I have the faintest idea why they would do such a thing. I sometimes think that it's humorous, watching how far somebody will go smoking in a car, but wait a minute, they can't pull their mask down, so what do? They cut a hole in the middle of the mask to accommodate their cigarette. Oh, boy. Gotta love it when that happens. Justice Clarence Thomas, by the way, has been working remotely. There, of course, is rumors afoot that he was poisoned. I don't know about that. If he was, I don't think he'd be here. And see, this is the thing. The rumor mill, you have to watch out for. And when you look at the fact that God does not want you to starve, he wants you to be fruitful and multiply. Fruitful means you're making money. Fruitful means you're existing. Fruitful does not mean you're broke and you're poor and you're downtrodden. That's not what God intended. There's a story that you're going to be reading on your email blast about Ohio's poorest county continuing to vote Democrat, remaining blue in a sea of world changes. Athens County, Ohio, in the southeast Ohio Appalachian region. Guess what their poverty rate is? 31%. And they keep doing the same thing. Now, folks, you've heard the definition of insanity. Doing for the next 10 years what you've done for the last 10 years, expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. Well, frankly, we don't need it. Eddie in Missouri, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Very good today.
Glad to hear
it. I haven't heard anybody mention how helpful wood ashes are on the garden, and along with compost. There was a veterinary doctor in Missouri that said that that's when disease and diabetes started running rampant, when they turned the power on and people quit burning wood and putting the ashes on their garden. What do you think?
No, I'm loving that idea. I mean, that's the thing. Potash was always a good thing from either burning coal or burning wood, because, I mean, isn't coal compressed wood? I know there's a question. The scientific buffs are going to call up and give me a hard time about.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Above my pay grade.
I know it. That's all right. But see, here, Eddie, coal is mined out of the earth, right? And so,
right.
You know, no matter what you're burning, and the wood thing is good if you have access to it. If you don't have access to it, it's like in the fire pit. Everybody that lives in cold weather knows what a fire pit is. And so, I mean, literally, you can take all the ash from the fire pit, the potash, and mix that in with your compost. Can you not? I think it'd be a great idea.
Right.
What do you think?
Right. Good idea.
Makes sense to me. All right. Well, thanks so much for the input. I mean, is there a reference source or something that you normally go to for this information? You were saying something about a vet in Missouri advocating that.
There used to be a vet on the radio that and he's also went into nutrition, and he talked a lot about it, but I don't have the technical part of it that you really need to know for that.
Okay. Well, I mean, just the thought process gets people going. So, folks, there's something you can do your research on. And, you know, the thing is I've always thought that, you know, potash was good, or wood burnt from a fire pit was good. As a matter of fact, both my parents right now are helping an oak tree in their church garden. Because I put both their ashes in the garden. They're helping the oak tree grow. So, you know, that's a human ash, but it still works. Tom in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Fine. Yeah, you were talking about flea markets. And, hey, it's about time around here, you know, they're going to be having these yard sales and garage sales. And I'm going to be looking for wool sweaters. You know, they're going to be getting rid of their wool sweaters. And every year when the weather starts turning cold around here, I start getting the chill. And what I do is I got a wool sweater. I cut the sleeves off. It's real thin. I just put it on next to my skin and put a cotton T-shirt over it. And I'll tell you what, it keeps the chill off. And it's that wool is the best insulator there is, as far as I'm concerned. Actually, I'm told even wet wool still insulates. And I mean, usually wool sweaters, the elbows start to go out, and hey, you just cut the sleeves off, and you don't want to put the cotton next to your skin, because the cotton will absorb the water, and it'll transmit the heat then through the water. And you don't want that. The cotton over the wall will actually suck the water vapor right out of the wall. And that's, you know, my little 2 cents for the day, I guess.
Well, now that's interesting. So how many flea markets and farmers markets do you go to, Tom?
Well, I don't go to many anymore because I have a lot of stuff. And I'll be looking for some new wall sweaters at the garage sales. I live in a city, so.
Sure. Well, that's all part of prepping.
You know, the thing is what you can die of hypothermia. You know, 45-degree weather, it's keeping the core temperature. You keep your core of your body warm. So you wear a good vest and keep that core warm, and you move around a little bit, and you're not, you know, it'll keep your whole body warm because the blood supply will be warm. And so that's the idea with the sweater vest, you know, next to the skin, keeps, you know, dry as warm, as they say in winter camping.
For sure. Well, that's good, Tom. And, well, hopefully you'll have some success at the flea markets, and we appreciate your input on that. Little things. I thought, you know, wool always dried, quicker than cotton does. Just basically, I mean, we've hung a wool sweater up just in the breeze and watched it, you know, basically, dry out, I think, a little bit faster, because of the fact that the fibers are, woven differently than cotton. So anyway, we appreciate your input on that, Tom. There is a new poll out, and see, the thing is I don't know whether to put this in propaganda or maybe it's just a little ray of hope, but a poll was taken about Americans not willing to risk American lives in Ukraine. And most Americans are not willing to risk American lives to carry out a peacekeeping mission or enforce a no-fly zone in Ukraine, according to a Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey that was just recently released. And the survey asked, how willing are you to risk the lives of America's young people to enforce a no-fly zone or a peacekeeping mission in Ukraine? And what do you think the results were? Of all the people asked, overall, 66.3% indicated that they are not very willing to support that at all. And of those, 32.4% say they are not willing at all. 33.9% say are not very willing. That's almost 34%. And then 26.3% say they are somewhat willing, but 7.5% they are very willing. So here's the thing. You got all these warmongers out there that comprise the 7.5% that think we need to be sticking our nose in everybody's business. Not so. A majority in all groups, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, tend to agree they are not willing to risk American lives over this dispute. Just over 40% of Democrats say they are not very willing to risk American lives. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe they see what happened in Afghanistan and thought, oh, this could be another redo of what's going on or what happened in Afghanistan. Didn't we just get out of a 20-year war? I know. The survey was taken just recently, this past week, among 1,075 likely general election voters, and it has about a 2.99% margin of error. Just remember, this survey comes a month after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated that the West needs to impose a no-fly zone, which could easily escalate a war. We don't want this. And, of course, Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty in the White House there, says it's not something the president wants to do. You know, of course, I've never been a big advocate of sticking our nose into anyone's business but our own. Remember that song? Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. You can drink all the liquor out in Costa Rica. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Remember that song? Yeah, it's an old timer, but I'll tell you, it makes a lot of sense when you listen to some of the stuff because, you know, these people, I think, had the right idea about not sticking your nose into other people's business. World wars are going to happen no matter what, and who makes money off of them? The banks. On both sides of the aisle, the banks are financing it. The banks are making boku butt loads of money. And the problem we have is trying to stay spiritual enough to stay out of the fracas mentally as well as spiritually. In my world, religion is man's twist on spiritualism. Spiritualism is your faith and your walk with God. You can agree to disagree, which is why we have a phone number. But we only have 2 minutes of time left over. Darn. The show ends so quickly, but you know, we have a lot of people coming on this week, including Marjorie Wildcraft. She has a new post out. If you subscribe to her stuff, 13 best books on herbal medicine. And these are things that, you know, you literally can tap into. There is so much information out there. And again, you don't need an underground bunker if you're walking with the Lord. But I sure would like to find out why somebody would pay $250,000 to hide underground like a rodent, you know, burying themselves. You know, everybody has a reason why they're doing it. They don't want to expose to nuclear war. But this is why we sell Nuke Protect at the Power Mall, folks. Because you can't find potassium iodide or iodate anywhere. They bought it all up. So somebody out there is thinking, they're preparing. And as Sonda Allison just said, you know, the Bible instructed everybody to prepare. Joseph told people and kings to prepare, to put food away because there was going to be years of famine. Well, you know, if they engineer the famine because they're killing our crops or they're infecting our crops with GMO and stuff that's not healthy, this gives us all a reason to pause for the cause and think about what we're doing and where our future goes and just how long we're planning on being around on this earth. And what we're going to do to make a difference, because that's what this show is all about. We appreciate your dialing into thepowerhour.com and sharing it with your friends. The most important thing is getting at the truth and being able to share your ideas like Eddie and Tom just did in this past half hour about sharing potash and about, you know, going out and scoring some wool sweaters to prevent yourself from getting hypothermia because, you know, these folks live in colder climates. And, you know, they've been studying this stuff a while. The people who are in colder climates obviously have been conditioned to that. As people who are somewhat warm-blooded down here, you know, we have our own ways of dealing with things. We're trying to keep cool. So in the meantime, you keep cool, too. Gabe Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. We've come to the end of this segment. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.